Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown. Today is Monday, November 24th, 2008, and today would have been my 100th show. But I missed the show last week, and I did a rebroadcast, so it looks like our 100th show will be the end of this week, which I believe is quite an accomplishment. I'm so happy, and a special thank you to everybody who's been trooping it out with me since we launched the show July 7th. Yay to everybody. The show has grown by leaps and bounds, and I never, ever, ever would have thought in a million years I would be celebrating 100 shows. But, you know, that just goes to show what happens when you are faithful, when you just kind of do what God tells you to do, and that's really good. When you just do what God tells you to do. I have to speak really to what happened on Friday's show. I can't even tell you what happened on Friday's show just because Friday's show was just something very, very special. I started the show and I was talking, and if you can, just, you know, go back and listen to the archives. But I did Friday's show, and then something happened, and I started crying, and then everybody else started crying on the show, and the next thing you know, we're all boo-hooing on the show, and we're all just sharing, and people are pouring in messages, and Friday's show was just one of those breakthrough moments, and I'm so glad, and it just was very refreshing and very fulfilling just to really let go. You know, for so many of us, we hold our cards so close to our chest, and we live such a guarded life, and it's really embarrassing, or we're afraid to show any type of vulnerability. But when we do show some semblance of vulnerability, that's when we're allowed, that's when growth really takes place, I think. I mean, if we live a guarded life forever, people will be afraid to talk to us or to socialize with us or to share it because you don't know what the other person is thinking, how well they're going to receive it, if they even receive it at all. So, you know, Friday was just one of those days where I really just was like, I'm letting it out, don't care, I'm just letting it out. And it was beautiful. It actually was really, really beautiful because I think lives were changed. I believe people were changed, and I really, truly believe that just coming to the show every single day, lives are really changed. I'm very grateful, and I'm very happy that we have Friday's show. Just let it all out, y'all. We just gonna let it all out. For those of you who are just tuning in, I see how Elegant is in the chat room. I spent this entire morning cleaning up from my home decorating project. Remember I talked to you about that on Friday, that I was going to be painting and having people come over. I was still cleaning up, and I forgot to schedule today's show. You know, I usually schedule my shows a month in advance. And so I take for granted that the shows are always just scheduled. So I went to log on to tune in and start today's show, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't have a show scheduled for today. I ran out of shows. So by the time, because, you know, I cut things close, by the time I was able to get the show set up for today, it was already after 12 o'clock. I was like, oh, man, now my show can't even start at 12. But, you know, I live by the adage, the show must go on. So I just scheduled the show, and so just for today, it's going to be from 12:30 to 1 o'clock because I forgot to schedule the show. The good thing is that my shows are now scheduled for the next month, so I won't even have to think about that again, and I guess that's what happens when you group your work. I just was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't schedule my show. So anyway, that's enough about that. How Elegant, I see that you just left me a text message in the chat room, stepping away for a second. It's all good. I'm happy you're here. That's the most important thing to me, that you're here. Since we are having an abbreviated show because I forgot to schedule today's show, I did a blog post this morning entitled Go West, Young Man. And it's really alluding to how I'm gently shifting the show from just, you know, tips and solutions for us living a better life to really having a daily life study. Annie, hello. I see you in the chat room. I need you for the show. It's my fault. We were going to connect because I want to have a show on diabetes, just a whole show. And another thing, too, I see you changed your screen name to your name from Biomed Byline to Annie Rose Biomed. I like this one better because I like to see people's name. But anyway, that's just my little opinion. So we'll talk behind the scenes. This weekend was just difficult because I was, you know, doing my home decorating project. And if anybody wants to see, before I get into my blog post for today, what my dining room looked like, log on to sybrown.com. I have this big dining room wall, and just as we were starting to paint, I took the beige paint. It's called warm toast or something like that, and I wrote my name with the paint roller across my wall. So you'll see a small picture of it if you scroll down on sybrown.com. But if you want to see the actual blog post, just go to sybrown.blogspot.com. So you can go to either or. And the wall that you'll see, it's a pretty big wall, is where I wrote Cy, and then we ended up painting the wall that color, and then we painted a burgundy square smack dab in the middle of my dining room wall. It's actually cranberry, so you'll see that when you go to sybrown.blogspot.com. You'll see that on the wall. But anyway, I'm going to read right now. I just want to get into my post for today because it definitely speaks to how I'm gently, not majorly, but gently changing the focus of our show. I love the fact that we have a weekly life study when Dewan comes on Thursdays, but I really want to take that to the head, and I really want to do that a little bit more and do just a daily life study. So let's, wow, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff in the chat room. Hold on. Annie says, I'm glad you changed your name. How Elegant said the same thing. I will have to leave. The text guys are coming. Oh, it's all good. How Elegant. Thank you. Yeah, we like calling you Annie. We like calling you Annie. That's why. But let me get into, see, this is why I turn away from the chat room, because I get so engaged in what's going on in the chat room sometimes that I forget that I still have to I still have to do the show. But the name of my blog post for today is Go West, Young Man. And I'm sure, you know, most of us who've studied any type of, like, Civil War or any history, just not even Civil War, but just any history, we've all heard Go West, Young Man. They even had that, I think it was in a Bugs Bunny commercial, and cartoon. And when I sat down to write, I literally just heard in my head, y'all know how I do, I just hear stuff in my head. I just heard Go West, Young Man. And I said, well, wait a minute, I think that's a nice, I think that title is pretty appropriate for the place that I'm at. And since we're always talking about getting direction and hearing from God and hearing from the universe, hearing from our spirit self, hearing from our God self, I just thought it would be a pretty cool title, just Go West, Young Man. So on that note, let me just see what's going on in the chat room very quickly before I get into our post. I just want to make sure I'm not missing any juicy good stuff. So let me look very quickly, see what's going on. And, oh, okay, nothing. Okay, good. Well, not nothing, but I can go ahead and read. So for Monday, November 24th, which I can't believe the time is going so quickly, my blog post is Go West, Young Man. Horace Greeley is often credited with the famous quote actually made by John B. L. Soule. The first quote appeared as the title to the 1851 Terre Haute Express editorial written by Mr. Soule. Along with being wrongly credited to Mr. Greeley, it has also often been misquoted. It was originally written as, Go West, Young Man, and Grow Up with the Country. Our expansion westward was an exciting time in history. There was an opportunity and adventures to be had for the young, unattached men of the time. There was also a great need for able-bodied young men to help this young country forge a path through the wilderness of the untamed West. So in great numbers, they went west to build another pillar in the foundation upon which our great nation now stands. fast forward to 2008. Oftentimes during our personal and professional quest for expansion, we miss the turn and end up on a dirt road leading into the wilderness. Expansion is always exciting with all the newness and heightened expectancy, but sometimes our zeal takes us down the wrong path. Go West, young man, was a firm mandate. It was clear and concise, and frequently that's how God gives us directions, but because of outside stimuli, we can't hear him. I have shared many times on Life Remixed Radio, that's how I hear from God, with a clear, audible message delivered into my left ear. I'm actually at a point that I want to hear from God, that I am intentionally clearing out the junk in my life because I don't want God's message to make a wrong turn getting to me. But in so doing, my life is getting better and better because I'm eliminating any and all junk, distractions, and clutter that's been holding me back. The desire to hear from God is so powerful that undesirable circumstances are actually eliminating themselves from my life. This stuff really works. As I mature spiritually, I become more confident that whether the message is go west, young man, give that lady a dollar, or let him, referring to my son, suffer a minute, I know that everything is happening for my greatest good. Thank you for reading my innermost thoughts today. It means a lot to me. I'm on a major journey, and I'm glad you're taking it with me. Love and light, Saida. So that is my piece for Go West, Young Man, for today. And I also want everybody to, if you can, follow. There's another link on my blog. It leads you to a site called wimp.com. And the site itself is actually a compilation of just really fun and cool videos that this guy found on the internet. But he has one that I found called Big Failures. And it's the world's most famous people were once failures, too. And it talks about how Lucille Ball was horrible and how Michael Jordan was not even allowed on his high school basketball team. It talks about the Beatles, how they were refused record deal after record deal. It talks about how Ulysses S. Grant failed miserably at life. I think the most amazing thing is Michael Jordan was actually cut from his high school basketball team. Can you even imagine? So if you get a chance, just take a moment and check out wimp.com, but the link is directly on the site. And it really, really just shares with you how in so many ways we get a mandate and we're told to do certain things, and because of, as I put outside distraction, we're prevented or precluded from things that are really intended for our greatest good, and we miss the mark. And I think when we miss the mark and we've made too many left turns or too many right turns or too many turns in the wrong direction, we're sitting here like, wait a minute, how did we get here? And then at that point is when we kind of look to God and say, God, I need help. God, can you help me? Or you try to align yourself with universal laws and principles only to find you kind of did this to yourself. And it's not really meant to point blame. It's not really meant to say we're not doing it the right way. It's really just meant to say, you know what, let's be a little bit more aware. Let's be a little bit more, the word that I always use is cognizant of what's going on. I just want to let you know how elegant I am sending you the failure link right now. For those of you who are listening but may not be online right now, or you're going to catch this through iTunes, the link to this video, and it's really short, it's www.wimp.com/bigfailures, BIGFAILURES, and I just put that in the chat room. So it's wimp.com, Big Failures. And like I said, this site really, it just combines really interesting video from around the net. But this particular one discusses, and it just offers a word of encouragement. You know, I need encouragement, and I try to share and encourage everybody else. But it's just a really good vignette that's really probably, I mean, even just, dare I say, 60 seconds. You know, it's really short. Just something to keep or even save as a favorite. So when you're at that moment where you're like, I totally feel like crap right now, you can just look at it and be like, wow, you know what? It's not as bad as it looks. It's just it's all just a matter of perception. And I swear by the adage that everything that happens, happens for our greatest good. So even though it looks like something really crappy is happening, it's really happening for our greatest good. And when we look at that and when we really realize that everything that does happen happens for our greatest good, then it almost makes you feel that, you know what, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. If you have your Bible, and today I'm just going to read one really quick scripture in the Bible. Turn with me to Luke 5:5. Luke is in the New Testament. I was reading Luke over the weekend, just at a quiet moment. I think I was reading like really early Saturday morning. And I'm, you know, just in my trying to understand more about what God wants for me, what God wants for everybody who kind of hears my voice, I found the scripture, and it touched me because even if you doubt and you follow God, you'll eventually get it. That was my big thing. You know, I live in the prove it to me generation. I want to prove it. I want you to convince me why I need to go this way. Prove it. And it's probably not the best attitude to have, but I always, you know, prove it. I don't believe it. If I don't see it, I can't believe it. Or if I, you know, I need somebody to justify this, right? You know, and now that I'm growing, and I'm so proud that I'm growing, I understand everything doesn't have to be proven to Saida. Everything, Saida is not the moral compass or the spiritual compass of an entire generation. It would be really good if I understood everything, but I don't. And now I'm at the point where I don't have to understand everything. But this scripture really, really helps. And it comes from the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 5. And it reads as follows. Let me turn to it. Hold on one second. Let me make sure I have the right one. Yep, it is Luke. Hold on one second, everybody. Sorry about that. It's 5:5-7, and it reads as follows. And this is about Jesus calling his first disciples or his first followers. Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the net." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Here we find, and for those of you that may not be well-versed in biblical study, please do not despair. This is just a parable where Jesus was standing by a lake, and people were crowding around him and listening, and he saw, when he was standing at the edge of the water, there were fishermen who were washing their nets. And when he got into one of the boats that belonged to Simon, he asked them to put out a little from the shore, and he sat down and he started teaching people from the boat. And Simon then said, when he finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." So here's a situation where Jesus kind of saw them floating and milling about, and much wasn't really happening. And that's when Simon said in verse 5, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything." That's our experience. That speaks directly to our past experience. Because right now we see a crystal clear example of Simon allowing his past experience to dictate your right now. You can't let your past experience dictate your right now, because the only moment we really have is right now. There is nothing else. Right now is now gone, and now we're in another now. So just by him opening his mouth and giving power to his past, he's really changing the course of his future, which could be much better, because he's allowing his past to dictate his right now. And he says it right now, "Master, we worked hard all day and night and haven't caught anything." That right there is doubt. That right there is your intellect. That right there is allowing your past experiences to dictate your future. You have to use your past experiences as a guide, but I don't think they should be used as a compass by which to live through and complete your life. And now when you look at it, he says, but because you say so, I will let down the net. And that's kind of what we say to God very oftentimes, that, you know what, I don't think so. It's not something I want to do, but, I'll do it anyway because you say so. And he did it. And, you know, it speaks to, A, having blind faith, but also we have to be careful we don't follow the mandate that's been placed on our life begrudgingly. We want to make sure we don't do things in a very begrudging way, and that's exactly what seems to be the case. Just when he says back to Jesus, but because you say so, the minute you say but is when you're allowing doubt or you're allowing hesitation to come in. Well, you know, if you say so, but I would let down the net. Just do it. You have to commit to something fully, be it a yes or be it a no. The Bible also says let your yea be a yea and your no be a no. And he says, you know what, if you say so, I'll do it. And when he had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled the boat so full that the boats began to sink. How amazing is that? And I think when we look at all of this and how it relates to Go West, Young Man, my blog post for today, we have to listen. We absolutely have to listen. And sometimes listening, we may not understand what we're hearing, but we still have to do it anyway. And really, that's what a lot of the book of Luke is really, really about. Here's a situation that's saying, just look, even if you doubt, follow God. Follow what you're hearing. Follow the universe anyway. Because Simon is telling Jesus right here, you know what? We ain't caught nothing. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm going to do it. And he's blessed more than he can ever, ever, ever even imagine just by being obedient. The only challenge is that he was slightly reluctant. Let me just take a look at what's going on in the chat room before I move on. We're down to, how much time is left in the show? Wow, we're down to the last 7 minutes of the show. Hey, hello, The Damn Show. Welcome. It says, hello, lovely people. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure seeing you here. You can just read through some of the notes in the chat room just to see what's going on, just to bring you up to speed. Right above your entry to say hello, check out that link. It says wimp.com/big failures. I think you'll find that very, very helpful and encouraging on a day that you may need encouragement. But, you know, it's a damn show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And big love back to you, too. Thank you for that chat. Big love back to you, too. That's good. Thanks a lot. Just want to remind everybody to please, if you can, log on to www.sybrown.com, which is our online community. I don't know what happened over the weekend, but the number of members doubled. You know, Mama Smokey said on Friday, she said, Sy, this is your breakthrough. Friday was just that show. And just me walking in obedience, just like Simon said, well, you know what, Jesus, we haven't caught anything all this time, but you know what, if you say put the net back in the water, I'm going to do it. And so basically what I did Friday was say, you know what, I don't know how my life has been going, I'm being obedient, but I just stuck my net back in the water one more time. And when I woke up this morning and went to do my blog and went to check, you know, see what messages have been sent, because I didn't do it all weekend, because y'all know all weekend I painted my house, I was shocked to see the number of new members in our online community double. So I think that just speaks so clearly to this whole story with the fish, the boat, being faithful, following anyway, following even if you don't understand, moving forward even if you just don't get it, because this is not something that I can make up. And that's why I put at the bottom of the blog post, this stuff really works. You all know I have no pretense, and as I get it, you get it. As I see it, you see it. And when I say it works, I'm saying it works because it's worked in my life, and God is no respecter of persons. God is not going to say, well, I'm going to bless Saida, but I'm not going to bless anybody else. If you do what I do, you'll get what I get. And I don't mean that in a materialistic way. I really honestly mean that in, listen, this is what I'm doing. I'm telling you every single day what I'm doing, and I really want you all to get it as well. And I'm telling you, it really works. I feel like I'm selling you something. I feel like I'm trying to convince you to buy into some scheme in business or something like that. But this stuff really, really does work. And just when it does work, and then when I can prove to you with results that it works, it makes me feel even better. Because when I come to tell you, when I tell you, hey, listen, you know what? My membership and new members joining the Life Remus family has doubled. I can't make that up. That's not something that I can make up. It's just something that is. And it's not by my doing. I haven't done anything differently. I'm continuing to be faithful every single day, continuing to be diligent every single day, continuing to fulfill the mandate and the call that's been placed on my life every single day. And you just wake up one morning and you're like, whoa, it still impresses me. You know, it's funny. I wonder, did Barack Obama, when he won Indiana, actually wake up and say, yo, I just won Indiana? Like, I wonder if he gets shocked and amazed by the blessings that come his way, because he seems like a really humble guy as well. So I just, you know, I just wonder if he says, I can't believe it. This stuff really works. So I'm telling you all the same thing. I can't believe it. This stuff really works. the damn show, this is too funny. You put in the chat room, LOL, it's all good, sis. You want us to buy into our self-assurance. You applied yours and are reaping the rewards. Sell on, sis. Thank you so much. Yeah, because, you know, I'm not peddling a business. I almost did like multi-level marketing, but I know there are a lot of people that do make money in multi-level marketing businesses, so I don't want to denigrate that as an industry. But, yeah, it's what you put, this is perfect. I should actually copy that and paste it somewhere. You want us to buy into our self-assurance. You applied yours and are reaping the rewards. Sell on, sis. And basically that's what I'm doing. I'm just letting you know from a voice that this stuff really, really works. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for hitting me up in the chat room today. That's pretty cool. I love reading the chat. Sometimes I get into the show and I just turn away or I read, you know, a book and I don't follow what's going on in the chat room. But it doesn't mean I'm not reading. I just want to make sure I get the correct message out to everybody that's meant. So when you can, if you can, if you're listening to this now, please don't hesitate to join our online family. You can log on to sideground.com and everything will pop up and you'll see all the members' profiles and you can blog and add videos. I added a bunch of videos to my profile today too, so check that out. Final thought, oh yeah, but if you don't pedal, you don't mow forward. You're absolutely right. So, you know, I think forward progress is always the best thing. Thank you all for listening today to Life Remix Radio. Thank you very, very much. I love everybody for listening. Don't forget to join our online family so we can stay up to date with what everybody is doing. And always remember that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. Thanks, God, and so it is. And I will see everybody right here tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on LifeRemixRadio.com. Thanks a lot, and have a great day. Peace.